Hello and welcome to your GCSE Chinese Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most useful and frequently examined topics in the whole specification: training, future aspirations, and volunteering. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, or OCR, this theme comes up in every single paper. So let's get you fully prepared. By the end of this episode, you'll know the essential vocabulary, the key grammar structures, how to handle all four skills – listening, speaking, reading and writing – and I'll give you my top exam tips that I've seen make a real difference to studentless grades. So grab a pen and let's go. Let's start with the core vocabulary. The most important word for this topic is peishun. Peishun, which means training. Say it with me. Peishun. Good. Now, closely related is shunlian. Shunlian, which means to train or to practice. These two words are often confused, so remember, peishun is more about formal training or a course, while shunlian is about practicing a skill. Next up, juyanzhe. Juyanzhe, volunteer. This is a really impressive word to use in your writing and speaking. Break it down. Zhu means ambition or will. Yuan means wish or desire. And zhu is a suffix meaning person. So a juyanzhe is literally a person of will and desire. Someone who chooses to help. Isn't that a beautiful word? Now let's build your vocabulary bank. For further study, you need dashui. Dashui, university. Shuiwei. Shuiwei, degree. Shuili. Shuili, qualifications or educational background. And kaoshu. Kaoshu, exam. These four words will come up constantly in reading and listening tasks. For work and careers. Gongzu. Gongzu, work or job. Juye. Juye, career or profession. Shushi. Shushi, internship. And gongzi. Gongzi, salary. At higher tier, try to use juye instead of just gongzu. Examiners will credit the more sophisticated vocabulary choice. Now the grammar. This is where you can really pick up marks. The three structures you absolutely must know for this topic are xiang and yao for expressing wants, da swam for expressing plans, and xi wang for expressing hopes. Let's take xiang first. Wo xiang means I want to or I would like to. So, wo xiang qu da shui. Wo xiang qu da shui. I want to go to university. Simple, clean, and very useful. You can also use yao. Yao, which is slightly stronger, more like I am going to or I must. 我要找一份好工作。我要找一份好工作. I am going to find a good job. Next, da swan. Da swan, to plan to. This is a fantastic structure for talking about future intentions. 我打算学习医学。我打算学习医学. I plan to study medicine. Notice how da swan comes directly before the verb. That's the pattern. Subject plus da swan plus verb phrase. Practice this until it feels automatic. And finally, 希望. 希望, to hope. 我希望成为工程师。我希望成为工程师. I hope to become an engineer. At higher tier, you can make this more sophisticated. 我真心希望将来能帮助社区。我真心希望将来能帮助社区. I sincerely hope that in the future I can help the community. That kind of sentence will put you in the top mark band. Now, one of the biggest things examiners look for, and I cannot stress this enough, is reference to past, present, and future events. You need all three tenses across your speaking and writing tasks. In Mandarin, tense is shown through time expressions rather than verb endings, so learn these. 小时候, when I was young, for the past. 现在, now, for the present, and Jianglai, in the future. Use these as signposts in your writing to show the examiner you're covering all three time frames. Here's a model sentence that uses all three. 小时候,我想当医生。现在,我在努力学习。将来,我打算去大学学习医学。小时候,我想当医生。现在,我在努力学习。将来,我打算去大学学习医学。 When I was young, I wanted to be a doctor. Now, I am studying hard. In the future, I plan to go to university to study medicine. That's a perfect three-tense answer. Memorize that structure.
Now let's talk exam technique. This is where students often lose marks they really shouldn't lose. First, tones. Inaccurate tones in speaking will cost you marks. The four tones in Mandarin are first tone, flat and high, like singing a note. Second tone, rising, like asking a question in English. Third tone, dipping down, then up, like a valley shape. Fourth tone, sharp and falling, like giving a command. And then there's the neutral tone, light and unstressed. Practice these every single day. Record yourself and listen back. Second common mistake, word order. Chinese word order is different from English. Time expressions come early in the sentence, not at the end. So you say, 明年我打算去大学. Next year, I plan to go to university. Not 我打算去大学明年. The time word comes first. This is a classic error that examiners see constantly. Third, mother tongue interference. This means writing Chinese as if it were English. For example, in English we say, I am going to the university. But in Chinese, you just say, 我去大学, literally, I go university. No article, no continuous tense marker. Keep it clean and Chinese. Fourth, in speaking tasks, do not read out whole prepared sentences. The examiner wants a conversation, not a recitation. Use your preparation time to write notes, key vocabulary, a few opinion phrases, but then speak naturally. If you get stuck, use repair strategies. 对不起,我的意思是, sorry, what I mean is, that shows linguistic flexibility and earns marks. Now, for writing tasks, always cover all the bullet points. This sounds obvious, but so many candidates lose marks simply by missing a bullet point. Read the question twice before you start writing. Tick off each bullet point as you address it. For the 150-word higher writing task, aim for three tenses, past, present, future, at least two opinions with justifications, 我认为 because 因为, connectives like 而且, moreover, 但是, but, 虽然, although, and ambitious vocabulary. Use 培训 instead of just 学习. Use 职业 instead of just 工作. For the speaking photo card, have five things ready. A description of what you can see, an opinion about it, a connection to your own experience, something in the past tense and something in the future tense. If you prepare those five elements for any photo card topic, you always have something to say. Right, quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause, then give the answer. Cover your notes and test yourself. Question one. How do you say I plan to study medicine in Chinese? Answer. 我打算学习医学. Question two. What is the Chinese word for volunteer? Answer. 志愿者. Question 3. What time expression means in the future? Answer. 将来. Question 4. How do you say I hope to become an engineer? Answer. 我希望成为工程师.
Question 5. What is the Chinese word for internship? Answer, 实习. Brilliant! How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If not, go back to the vocabulary section and drill those words again. Let's wrap up. Today, we covered the essential vocabulary for training and future aspirations, including 培训, 志愿者, 大学, 志愿者, and 实习. We looked at 3 key grammar structures, 想 and 要 commands, 大学, advance, 志愿, commands. We talked about 培训, 培训,
Cut this. Keep practicing, keep listening to authentic Chinese, and remember, every character you learn is another mark in the bank. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode. 加油! 加油! Keep going, you can do it!